As commented on by Dr. Sperano earlier in the program, one of the most common and controversial situations in current oncology practice is the patient with a node-negative, ER-positive, HER2-negative tumor. I met with Dr. Robert Livingston to discuss how he approaches this challenging situation, and he began by putting this scenario in perspective.
The patient is a very common patient, the most common patient we see, ER-positive, HER2-negative, node-negative, middle-aged or a little bit older. She comes in, she's seen someone already in the community who says, you need AC followed by Taxol, usually, and then we'll give you some hormones. And the story, of course, is not that simple at all. This patient 2 years ago is somebody I would have treated with CMF if her tumor was bigger than a centimeter, and I would have trained my nurse that, you know, based on randomized trials by NSABP and others, that this makes sense, SWOG itself. But now we have, I think, really pretty compelling data from PAIC and the NSABP with at least one independent data set from Kaiser to suggest that you can use Oncotype DX, develop a profile that will separate patients into three groups. One group doesn't need chemotherapy and they're 50% of the patients with a low score. A second group has a high score and sometimes it's very surprising. You wouldn't necessarily predict it on the basis of clinical grounds. And those patients really need chemotherapy and benefit from it in a big way. And interestingly, the chemotherapy was CMF. And then, of course, there's this intermediate group, which is the subject of the TAILORx trial that we're all trying to participate in, a study that's going to require 11,000 patients to be screened in order to get 2,500 on study. For the woman who's got the intermediate score, and she's going to be randomized yes or no for chemo.
What are the clinical situations where you would like to have the assay done? Would you like it on all your patients with ER-positive, node-negative disease, or just specific ones?
No, it's really that woman who's got a tumor that's bigger than a centimeter. She's got a tumor that's called intermediate or high grade. As you know, grade is not terribly reproducible, unfortunately. And she's a woman who is, let's say, between the ages of 50 and 70. If the woman is over 70, I'm going to be much more inclined to treat her with hormone therapy alone unless I have a red flag. If the woman is under 50, I'm going to be much more inclined to treat her with chemotherapy plus hormone therapy unless there's a red flag. And in both cases, I think what you're trying to do is to integrate the clinical reality of the patient with what you're doing for the cancer.